We've been talking a lot about the return of travelers and the vacation boom that seems to be unfolding here in the United States and internationally. Let's get to Brian Sauzy. He is in Times Square at one of the Marriott properties with a special guest. Brian?
All right. Thanks so much, Adam. Yeah, joining us now is Marriott CEO Tony Capuano. Tony, good to see you again, and it's good to see you during the lodging conference. It's well underway. We've been talking all morning long about the travel ban lifting. What does that mean to the hotel industry?
I think it means a lot. It's something that the industry through AHLA has been lobbying the administration around. I mentioned to you I was in Europe about a month ago, and the Europeans were mystified. They welcomed me across their borders with my little handwritten CDC card, and they've got digitized health credentials. So I think it's great news for us.
The mood on the ground is that there is a significant amount of pent-up demand that is being released right now. What are you seeing in your bookings?
We're seeing it. I mean, almost instantly. I think it was September 20th, the administration announced their intention to open the borders. We saw an immediate spike in bookings, and we've seen it right through today.
Do you think that continues into next year?
I do, absolutely.
And at higher rates?
I'm sure you heard our third quarter earnings call. I think the really remarkable thing we've seen through this phase of the recovery, in the third quarter, our global average rate was only 4% behind where we were in 2019. So we're seeing really strong pricing power.
What are you seeing in terms of week demand during the week and on the weekend?
Not remarkably different than what we saw from a rate perspective. It was historically about a 300 basis points difference between weekday and weekend, and it's really stayed the same, albeit at a little bit lower occupancy levels.
What about business travel?
Business travel's coming back. It's, we had high hopes for the fall. We thought post-Labor Day there'd be a rush back to the office. Delta variant slowed that down a little bit. But we've seen that demand stabilize in September and through October. Week over week, we saw consistent increases in volume.
I know pre-pandemic, you were a road warrior, so to speak. Are you back out on the road?
Absolutely. I was in the Dominican Republic, Mexico, Germany, back to Mexico, Italy, Orlando, New York, L.A., Washington State. And it's great. It's great to be back on the road seeing our people.
Have you seen the urban locations come back?
Not as rapidly. And again, I think in some ways that's tied to return to the office. Although it's interesting, I've been in New York every month for the last 6 months. It feels like New York again. I think the opening of Broadway helped a little bit. Businesses, I think particularly some of the banks, are pulling folks back to the office. And we're seeing a parallel uptick in demand.
So you sound pretty optimistic on the holiday season.
The holiday season is going to be gangbusters if the last three holiday weekends are any indication. I actually had somebody call me and say, can you help us get into one of your ski resorts for New Year's week? I said, perhaps, but rates are 100% higher.
100% higher.
100% higher. There is massive pent-up demand for leisure travel.
When you are out there talking to your people, what are your teams telling you right now? One thing that I've been hearing a lot about is this labor shortage in the hotel industry.
Particularly, that issue is most acute in the markets where demand has come back most rapidly, South Florida, Texas, Southern California. It's challenging, and part of the challenge, if you believe the statistics that are out there, one in five of the jobs that were lost through the pandemic were in travel and tourism. We've got to do a better job as an industry really talking about what a compelling set of industries travel and tourism sector represent, why Marriott is a terrific place to build a career. We often talk about the fact that in the U.S., half our general managers started in hourly positions. So we've got some work to do, but it is a bit of a challenge right now.
How can you get them back in? You know, I've heard a lot of folks, they are out there raising wages 10 to 20% an hour, and that is still not getting the workers back into these hotels.
Yeah, I think if all we simply do is try to compete on wage rate, I'm not sure that's a particularly compelling pitch. We are doing some one-time incentives. We're doing some career fairs. But I think it's really about educating the workforce about what a compelling set of industries these are under the travel and tourism.
Another thing that keeps popping up is housekeeping. Have you decided on the future of housekeeping in hotels?
Not definitively. Okay. We're running a bunch of proof of concepts. I think it's fair to say it likely won't look exactly the way it did pre-pandemic. And often when I talk about that, people say, oh, great, another way to save money. Actually, a lot of it is guest preference. When we make these operating decisions, they are often informed by what we hear in real time from our guests. Mm-hmm. While they are getting back on the road, which is great, oftentimes they want more privacy. They don't want folks coming in. And so we'll probably sometime towards the end of the year talk about what our definitive solution is. But I think wherever that solution lands, it'll include a component of guest choice.
So does it move to an on-demand model?
Not necessarily. I think part of the challenge, particularly in a tight labor market with an on-demand model, is your ability to pull that through and deliver consistently. And you also then have some confusion in the guest's mind. I think we want to land on a solution where the guest knows precisely what they should expect.
You were the development guy. That's when I first met you, when you came to Yahoo's headquarters a couple years ago.
Right.
How many hotels will you open over the next 12 to 18 months?
Well, my guess is we'll open, 70 or 80,000 rooms a year, something like that. And the deal volume is picking up pretty dramatically, which is really good news.
Where is it picking up the most in terms of geography?
Less about geography, more about destination. I mean, leisure destinations continue to be quite strong. Mm-hmm. Markets that make sense for extended stay make a lot of sense. And the other thing that's really remarkable, we've talked in the past about our branded residential business. Mm-hmm. Despite the challenges our industry saw in 2020, strongest year we've ever had in the branded residential business.
In terms of those 80,000 plus rooms, is it focused on one brand? Is it toward the higher end?
No, I think it's a really good distribution. We continue to see acceleration in our select brands, but not to the exclusion of continued growth in our industry-leading luxury portfolio. So it's really across the spectrum.
China, where is that in the recovery?
So in our second quarter earnings call, we talked about the fact that China was back. We were at pre-pandemic demand levels, and maybe more impactfully, we had returned to demand levels from 2019 in every segment. We fast forward to the third quarter. We see a circumstance where because of the zero COVID policy that the government has, they shuttered 150 cities to get control of some small outbreaks. And we saw demand drop pretty precipitously. Again, stabilized in September, building back up in October.
So it's come back.
It has. It's a pretty resilient business. Not quite back to where we were in Q2, but it's improving pretty steadily.
Last one before we let you go. I know it's a busy week. What is the biggest challenge the hotel industry has to overcome next year?
I'd say a few things. I think labor is at the top of that list in certain markets. And then I think for companies like Marriott, big brand companies that are asset light, trying to strike the right balance between the desires of our guests, who generally are vaccinated and ready to get back on the road and want things to be back the way they were pre-pandemic, with the economic realities of our owners and franchisees, who still have a fairly steep hill to climb. And as a brand company, we've got to try and strike that balance.
I like the sunset here. It's very scenic here. Marriott CEO Tony Capuano, always good to see you. Stay safe.
Great to see you as well.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Look forward to it.
Adam, back to you.